Now, first of all, right speech is truthful. Now, we all think that we know what is meant by that. We take it for granted that we know what is meant by truthful speech. But do we? Do we really know what is meant by speaking the truth? When we refer to speaking the truth, we surely don't mean just factual accuracy, though this is in fact very important. It's very important to be precise, to be accurate when we speak. Factually precise, factually accurate. Sometimes I refer in this connection to the famous remark which you might have read about of Dr. Johnson speaking on the subject of training children. He said that if a child relates that it saw something looking out of this window, when in fact it saw something looking out of that window, then he said the child should at once be corrected and made to realize its mistake and that it saw the thing looking out of that window and not this one. Because he goes on to say, once the habit of untruthfulness begins, there is no knowing where it may end. And he adds, one should therefore accustom oneself to accuracy of narration, factual accuracy. This is the first thing that is required if we are to speak truthfully. But factual accuracy is something which you can expect of very, very few people. Very, very few people are content to tell you something or describe something exactly as it happened. They usually tend to embroider, to exaggerate a little, to make it look a little better or a little worse, as the case may be, to exaggerate or minimize and so on. We all know that we have this tendency at work within ourselves, as it were, and we find it extremely difficult to be really and truly and honestly, factually accurate. I remember in this connection, some years ago in Kalimpong, I attended a Buddhist Wesak celebration. That is to say, the anniversary of the Buddha's enlightenment. It was a very nice little meeting, about 100 people attended. But I was rather surprised when about a month later I saw a report in a Buddhist magazine about this Wesak celebration, describing it as a mammoth meeting. Well, you can hardly describe 100 people as a mammoth meeting. But this is the description which was given, because no doubt whoever wrote the report thought, well, this will increase people's faith and devotion when they hear that in Kalimpong there was a mammoth meeting on the occasion of the Buddha's birthday or anniversary of enlightenment. So they didn't hesitate to deviate from the strict factual accuracy. And this is the sort of thing that people usually do. If it's 2, they make it 3. Or if it's 4, they make it 5. If it's big, they make it a bit bigger. If it's small, they make it a bit smaller. But they don't present a thing exactly as it is. This is something which is very, very difficult, apparently, for human beings to do. So factual accuracy is the first thing in this connection that we must train ourselves in. But speaking the truth involves very much more than factual accuracy. We must not only speak the truth with factual accuracy, but as it were with psychological and spiritual accuracy. And in order to speak the truth in this way, we have to have honesty, and we have to have sincerity. We have to say what we really think and what we really know. But then the question arises, and this is a very important question, a very relevant question. Most of the time, do we know what we think? Do we know what we think? You can't really speak the truth. You can't really speak truthfully unless you know what you think, unless you know what it is that you want to express. And most people, we have to recognize, exist and live in a state of what we can only describe as chronic mental confusion. They're not able to speak the truth because they don't really know what they think. They may think that they think, but they don't know what they think. Most of the time when we speak, even when we think we speak truthfully, we're only repeating something that we've heard or read without really understanding it. We just reproduce it at second hand, but we haven't really made it our own. We don't really know that it is so. So in these circumstances, how can we really be said to speak the truth? It isn't possible. So if we want to speak the truth in this fuller sense, we must know what we think, and this means that we must clarify our ideas. We must think more clearly. We must know what we think, and know also what we don't think. And in order for this to be possible, we have to be much more intensely aware of ourselves, aware of what it is that we know, what it is we don't know, and so on. We must be much more honest with ourselves than we usually are. In other words, we must know ourselves. And we cannot speak the truth in this fuller sense unless we know ourselves and know what we think and why we think it, and so on. So it becomes clear that speaking the truth is by no means an easy matter. It's very, very difficult indeed to speak the truth. And most people, in fact we may say, very, very rarely speak the truth. Most of the time we fall very far short of the truth. We don't speak the truth at all. We may not speak a positive lie, but certainly it isn't the pure white truth. It's all sorts of little shades of greyness, merging sometimes almost into blackness. This is the sort of thing that usually we deal in. In fact, we may go so far as to say that some people, unfortunately, seem to go through life, go through the whole of life, without ever once even being able to speak the truth. If you just survey your relationships with other people, you realize that there are very, very few people to whom you can really speak the truth in the fullest sense, to whom you can really speak your mind. And very often it happens that even to those who are supposedly nearest and dearest to us, we can't say what we really think. We can't really speak the truth. Very often you can't speak the truth to your own mother or father. You can't speak the truth to your own son or daughter, or to your own husband, or to your own wife, or your own friend, or your own employer or employee. Something holds you back. There's something which you can't say, something which you feel is not proper to say, or something which you feel you dare not say, or something which you're even afraid to say, or something which you think might hurt, you'd better not say it. But so often we find that the truth is held back. And even if we know the truth, and we can't even speak the truth until we know it, but even when we know it, we very often hold it back and don't speak it, or at least don't speak it in its fullness. You know, when you go into the witness box in court, you're supposed to swear to speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. If you're a Buddhist, of course, you'll affirm and not take an oath. But the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And very, very few people find it possible to speak that. Two, very, very few people again. So that if it ever happens that in any of the relationships of life, whether it is to a parent or to a friend or to a husband or to a wife, if it ever so happens that we can, at least for once, speak the truth in its fullness, say what we really think, say what we really know, in the fullest possible sense, then this comes as a very, very great relief. The fact that for once one has broken through, as it were, and has really uttered one's whole mind. We all know very well that it sometimes happens that we're worried about something, that we've been turning it over in our mind for a long time, we're very anxious. It may be something to do with our health or our finances or somebody with whom we're concerned or involved. But for some time, it may be, we're not able to talk about this to anybody. So it becomes, as it were, a sort of heavier and heavier burden. But if it ever so happens that we're able one day just to speak about this, just to tell someone, it may be a friend, may even be a doctor, may even, of course, be the psychoanalyst. But when the time comes and we're able to speak out and tell what we had kept so far in our minds, if we're able to communicate this, then we find that it's as though a great weight had been lifted from the mind and we feel free. we may go so far as to say that it's only when we're speaking the truth in the fullest sense that we are really and truly being ourselves. In other words, we're giving expression then to what we are, not what we appear to be or would like to appear to be, but what we are and what we know also we are. So this is speaking the truth. This is the first degree, or first level, as it were, of communication. And this in itself is difficult enough to achieve.